The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And you want me to spend my money on bus travel to come and visit you in jail?
Oh, you're
joking. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Joie. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at The Pink Matter, and we are also available on iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at Love Saray
and at Jamila Joie. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
That was good, guys. That was good, man. I was impressed, man. That was good.
Guys, the mattress at my uni is giving me hell. The springs in it is digging in my back. It's digging in my ribs. I have to sleep with a pillow under my boobs just to get a good night's sleep.
Really?
Yeah, it's so horrible. Sometimes I even sleep on the floor because it's that bad.
You know what? You should try Casper mattresses.
I've heard of Casper mattresses.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, yeah. Seriously? And you know you're saying about the springs on the bed. It's actually made of foam, yeah. So there won't be any springs that dig in.
Okay.
Exactly. And then you also get a 100-day free trial.
100 days.
100 days. So if you don't love it at the end, you can return it.
So do they like? Do I have to like go to them to return?
No,
it
I
what?
Think they come and pick it up. It's completely hassle free.
Wow.
Yeah.
100 days. That is so good. That's 3 months.
Exactly.
Basically, so I graduate.
And you know, like I'm a proper like Google maniac. Yeah. They have a 4.8 star rating on there, and they've got thousands of reviews. So definitely go for it.
100 days. I could literally do that up until I graduate. Well, the longest I stay in uni, anyway.
Yeah. If you go onto casper.com,
yeah,
you get £55 off of your purchase if you use the promo code PINK.
Wait, we have a promo code. Shut up.
Yes, it is PINK. That's P-I-N-K. But terms and conditions apply. Have you guys seen that story about the woman who she's been married to her husband for about 35 years or something like that, and they've lived apart the whole time?
Oh yeah.
Would you guys do something like that? Would you guys?
I genuinely want to.
I would.
Want
to, yeah.
It's such a good idea. I
want my own room.
I would like a separate. I would like a separate house.
Imagine coming home and then he's just there in your room, like
just
what the
35
fuck?
Years.
No, you're actually 35. There in my room every single time I come home from every work. Why are you always there?
Someone
go
can't
out.
Just be alone. Do I can see your stupid face every day.
But that's why I've always said, if I do get married. And you know, live with my family, whatever. I want like the, you know, the outhouse or like
yes,
the annex,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I need some. I need that
like
space to myself. He can have a loft,
yeah,
whatever.
Or something.
Do you know what I mean? Like something. I just need my own space that I can
definitely.
Go to. And you are not allowed here. I know that that is my sanctuary, and that is it.
I just thought of another thing. Did you just see that thing about that rapper who robbed some lady and was spraying acid in her face?
Wait, oh, what's his name again?
Trizzy Traps.
I don't know who he is. My little brother knows who he is.
I've never heard of him before in my life, yeah, but that is a bitch, nigga. That's what
course.
That is. Trizzy Traps.
So, did you watch the video?
I was pretty sure I was watching it.
I was like, it felt like he was throwing it at me.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
can someone forward me this video?
Yeah,
please,
I'll
because
send it to you.
I can't believe my ears.
My man raps about bussing guns and shanks and whatever, and you're literally using acid like a little
yeah.
bitch.
Well,
like,
ammonia,
okay, so
ammonia,
wait, what? Why would did you just was he triggered? But like, did you
no,
just
no,
really?
No,
he went
just
to rob
a sweet shop. A
to
sweet
rob a
shop.
Corner shop, literally. He was thinking, spraying ammonia in the lady's face. Babes, where's your guns that you was bussing?
You know?
What?
I heard this. I heard that he's always talking
wow.
about this, that, and your father. Meanwhile, he's throwing
you know?
Ammonia
on
women's
faces.
I've
never
heard
of
him before.
I've never
heard
of him either.
Before.
Either. Literally
so he's
never.
Like a well-known rapper. Like,
apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I mean, I guess probably from like. East
I mean, he
London
ain't no K Trap.
Yeah. You and this K Trap.
K Trap's away.
All of a sudden, she likes
K Trap.
Why? Why do you like K Trap now?
Honestly, because of Saffa. I swear to God, Saffa is the one. Listen, okay, wasn't my dude did not teach me about K Trap. Can you stop saying this?
Oh,
okay.
She said, "My dude, guys, she's finally claimed.
She's finally claimed. Wow, well done,
my dude.
Well done.
Wow,
we've lost another one. That's fine, Jamila. It's cool.
One.
We've lost another one.
Wow. Oh, please, guys, she's been lost.
Fight.
You guys just didn't know she's
wow.
been lost.
I'll keep fighting a good fight because I've seen her dwindling for a couple weeks.
You used to be tag team partners. Yeah,
I mean.
Some dynamic duo.
Slowly, I've seen her doing this, but I thought
that
favorite
in a retweet.
Yeah, that's cool. It's fine.
She started saying, Ofomi is me.
Really? Is that how you feel?
Wow. So Wow, yeah, so Safa taught me about K-Trap. I did
name five of his songs.
David Blaine, Paper Planes. Listen, Love don't get me
name five of his albums.
Rihanna.
He's only got five albums. Shut the fuck up, bitch. He ain't got five albums.
Trying it. Anyway.
But I haven't abandoned the cause, okay? I've seen all these girls, yeah, they've started, stop saying men are trash. Men will always be trash.
Men are definitely
trash. Yeah, they will literally always be trash.
I will say men are trash on Bae's, literally on his chest. Like, it's not that deep. Yeah. They're trash, I've picked my trash.
No, he's trash as well. Everyone is trash. No one can tell me otherwise. All of you guys that have abandoned the movement, you are weak and you'll be sent to the dungeons.
We see you. We see you. Exactly. I just want you lot to know that we see you. On my wedding day, this is how ham I'll go for the movement. On my wedding day, I want that to be in my vows, that men are trash.
Men are
the
trash.
Revolution must be televised. I'm going to continue with that. I want that to be my children's first.
It might even
first.
Have to be your hashtag, you know, men are trash 18.
Oh my God.
Like, it might have to be that 18.
Someone's already thought of it for me, you see?
Men are trash
you see,
18.
This is the real movement.
We must continue it.
We have to.
People are here abandoning it because now I've got a beast.
No.
I hate seeing
them. He's trash.
Maybe men are trash anymore tweets. I hope he breaks your heart, bitch.
Do you know which ones I hate? I hate the ones that are always like, oh, these girls, these bitter girls that always talk about men are trash. And it's women that are saying this as well, yeah. And I'm just like, dude, wait, just give it a month.
The people are like, oh, yeah, men are trash, but I say men are trash, but I'm carrying men on my booze chest. Listen, shut the fuck up. Nobody
cares.
Everybody
fucking else. Nobody cares. We don't give a shit.
Someone's probably going to lay on your man's chest the next day and it's not going to be you, bitch.
Oh, listen, your man.
Exactly.
So about the weekend.
Your man.
Men are trash, but I'm at all of those things. Babes, I genuinely hope he breaks your heart just so that you see that men are... And I don't want you crawling back to the movement after because we don't want
you no more.
We don't want you to lay on that side.
We don't want the weaklings.
No, we don't.
We want the strong women. All you weaklings. And it's all of you lot. You've been saying all this shit, saying, oh, yeah, men are not trash no more. Winter is coming. Bitch, winter was always coming.
These are the bitches that when the apocalypse happens, yeah, they'll be trying to save the man them, yeah.
No. Straight to the dungeons. You man don't know. Back to the dungeons.
I'm not going to say, you know when it's all coming and the zombies are running, help me, this man.
Men are trash.
I thought men weren't, because did you not see them niggas running past you?
Jumping over you.
No?
Your dick was girl, running, I saw him over there.
Talking about men aren't trash. All of that thing just really upsets me about this winter. I bet, babes, I live through 23 winters.
Listen.
I live for another one.
Yep.
Life goes on.
And the stress, the thing is, I don't know, people are really obsessed with not being single anymore. Like, I don't know if it's this year or this year's been too much.
Do you think it's this year? I think it's actually kind of eased up a bit this year.
Really?
I think it was worse last year.
No.
I feel like it got worse this year because it was like, it was literally after maybe the block party recess that I went to and everyone just, all of a sudden, everyone was like, oh yeah, winter is coming.
Cuffing season. Oh, I had to mute that.
This cuffing season thing, yeah, it's very annoying.
Very annoying and highly pathetic.
It's just pathetic, honestly. And the thing is, men act like they're not playing into it as well. They're playing into it. They want bays in winter as well.
Of course they do.
It's
they
not
want
just
someone
women.
To come home, make their Jennifer
Let me tell you what the real issue is. I think I've identified the core problem. It's that a lot of people have started to realise that they are quite old and it's like I can't keep not that I just feel like I don't want to say that it's a certain group of men on the timeline that I've been seeing, no names, you don't know who you are, and I know that you know who you are.
Shots fired.
And I know that you're feeling the heat and we see you and we know you're cold. But my whole thing
this
is
isn't your first time being single. I don't get it. Like, you've been single your whole life.
Then you've been undesirable this whole time. All of a sudden, it's a problem.
Exactly.
Now it's surprising you that no one wants to talk to you. The fuck?
Maybe because they see all the buff things at recess and that, and they're thinking that the heat is on and that, and they think maybe everyone's as lonely as them. Unfortunately, that doesn't appear to be the case. What's happening is that the semi-buff things, I don't want to say the buff things because there's not really any, are snapping up the you know the well packaged peng girls, and the rest of you are suffering the fate of being short and or ugly.
wait,
she said
hollowback season came in full effect this year. I really felt it. I think it was like three days, I just had back to back like dude just popping. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Leave me alone. I was like, no, I have a man. I'm like, oh, is it? No, it isn't. Yes, it is. What did I just say? I just said I have a man.
You know when they're a little bit too confident as well, they think they can actually take you. No.
Like,
just because you had me once, you're
really?
Gonna have me again.
You really thought you was in control. Like, I left you. Like, why do you feel like you can come?
That's one.
Left them, but somehow they think, oh yeah, let me go sweet talk her. Do you remember the time? I don't remember any time.
I have bad memory. My memory has actually been wiped.
And they start putting in mad work and it's like, let me tell you why you're not gonna get it this time, because where was this effort when you had me?
Oh yeah.
Luckily for me, quite a few of my exes are in jail, so it's a lot harder for them to contact me than it is.
luckily for me. But like the ones that have been, it's kind of like, oh baby, no, do you not see the glow? Do you know?
your standards have improved, and this is what we were talking about on the last episode, that they might turn around and be like, oh, but you used to, you know,
that was then
my standards have actually improved. I was in a bad place back then. Like, exactly.
Every year I regenerate as a new person.
Exactly.
No one can tell me shit. Niggas can't sit with me.
Can't sit. You need to stop telling people you know who I am.
Nobody, listen, before the age of 21, no one can claim me. Fact.
25, thank you.
25 is the next milestone for me. That's it. Literally, every single time. 18, I rebranded. 21, I've rebranded. 25, I'll rebrand again if I have to. Nobody should try me, ever. Listen, I'm not having it.
Before today's date, nobody should claim me.
No one can say they knew me before Michael was born. That's it. Like, that's it. It's really that simple.
No one should say, because I'm not even that guy. Sometimes, like, I see guys outside and they start trying to talk to me and I'm like, I'm not. We used to.
What, really?
You're just not that memorable. All my days. One guy, sorry if you're listening to this, probably not, I don't even care anyway, but came to me, and I don't know if this was his angle, but he was asking me to rate his like sex game.
Oh my god!
Do you think it was? I don't want to start.
My whole big thing. Man, big
let me tell you man. For a fact, I had done told my man when we was talking, I don't do the ego stroking stuff. So you've come to the wrong guy. Yeah, same. First you've definitely come to the wrong person. So all I said to him was, I don't actually even remember us having sex with each other. So I'm not sure I'm the person that can help you in this. I didn't even remember that you had my number. He was like, "Ah, rah, that's okay." Obviously, it was just my personal ego. I was like, "Didn't I tell you before that I don't do the ego stuff?" Wow. Didn't I tell you?
And they think you're joke flirting when you're like, "Oh, well, like I'm a virgin now,
this is new week, new virginity,
born again."
Listen, let me tell you though, I deleted my honus, and I've been flat. Listen, when Drea had that thing on lock, Drea had it on lock. I deleted my honus. Oh. My days, life changed ever since. Yes, life has
flourishing.
She was in Vogue. Don't piss me off.
Have you seen Drea's skin?
Yes.
Have you seen Drea's skin? Have you seen her crib?
Oh, her family. You seen the fuck? Me too.
Seen that pool in her garden?
Fashion week here. I'm telling you.
Mint swim taking off. Baby girl flying back to LA, back to wherever she lives, back to all across the globe. And you're telling me that it's not because she deleted her honus. Okay, thank you very much. What I'm going to do is delete my honus. It's been great. I've been flourishing. Mate, flourishing with a PH.
Maybe not today.
We can pretend. Like, no one can see us. But anyway, guys, welcome back to another episode Pink Matter. We are joined today.
Yes. Oh, you're so stupid. Hi, guys.
No,
my name is Jamila Joie.
I can do it my own way now because you chose your way and this is now my way, okay?
That's terrible.
Anyway, guys, we are back with another one. Episode number
22.
Wow. I'm Sam Ray.
I'm Jamila Joie.
And we are joined by...
Oh, do I say my name? Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. It's off me. Big Foams on Twitter, if you don't know.
So B-I-G-F-O-M-S-F-A-M-A. Okay, forget it. Yeah. Can't spell.
Hey, it's the Diva Baby, Naomi and Bellu on all the socials.
Yeah. We just decided, you know what? Yeah, we haven't really done a girls-based... We actually haven't done a girls-based episode, kind of.
All female.
Yeah, we haven't done an all female.
It was the one with Kalechi. Mm-hmm.
No, as in like more than. Because Kalechi was only her and. Kalechi.
Yeah, when Sam was on her maternity leave. Everyone was mocking you, by the way, for having maternity leave.
Yeah, well, do I not need maternity leave? Am I supposed to have been recording in the hospital?
Yes.
I'm confused. Like, I don't know what people wanted from me.
Okay, say the dilemma bit then. Oh, you're so rusty.
Say the what?
You're so rusty.
I'm not even finished. Is it my fault that you went to go say, oh, when Sam was on maternity leave?
You're so
anyway,
rusty.
So guys, follow us on Twitter.
Again,
I can say it how I want to say it. She's just ruined this whole intro. I can say it how I want to say it. Okay, let me do my thing. No, that's because you've interrupted like throughout. Okay,
no, because you're just so.
It's
rusty.
Because you've interrupted.
You're being best slow. Go on then.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter at @ThePinkMatter, and also follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Oh, you're just so useless. My fucking days. You guys know the drill, send your dilemmas to curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter or pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. You're fucking annoying. If you guys want to advertise on the show, don't forget to send your inquiries to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. Do you have any announcements?
Any dilemmas? Oh, we've already said that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my days. This is why I do
She's
it, guys.
Take off a headscarf.
This is why I do it, guys. Because you see stuff like this.
No,
like,
I need to. I need to practice, guys. I mean, went 20 episodes without me doing it. So you know. Anyway, what's next? No, you're finishing.
Do we have any announcements?
Do we?
I just asked you.
Okay, ask yourself. Do we?
Okay. You guys know we're always up to something, so we have so much stuff in the works. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much what we. Oh no, what am I saying? So, for me, like, you know, what'd you do?
Oh, yeah.
See? Rusty. So, my main occupation is being an international bad bitch. That's just what I am.
I love it. I was not ready, but I'm here for it.
Yes. So, that's what I do, like a 9 to 5. No, but for serious and for true, I run a natural and organic skincare brand called The Glow Pot.
Which is amazing, by the way.
I really want to try it. I've heard a lot about it.
The Black Clay Mask is going to be back in stock. That was like a... like bestseller randomly, and yeah, like it really took off.
What made
really
you
quickly.
Start doing it?
So when I was growing up, I used to have, like, people don't ever believe me when I say this, but I used to have really, really bad eczema. Like, I used to, like, when I was like a teenager, I think I used to, oh babe, I got you. Wow, I love this. I got you, don't worry, I got some secrets and some tricks for you. But yeah, it was like really bad, like over my whole body. I used to get bullied in school when I was like in primary school, like, you look like a burns victim and stuff. And it didn't really like get me that much because I didn't really get it. It was like, okay, like I know but like, okay, then that's fine, it's on my skin. But it did kind of take a toll on my self-esteem, especially like when you get older and your friends are wearing all these kind of outfits, mm-hmm. and I'm there in like a long sleeve shirt because I don't like showing my arms. And it does, like, the medicines they give you in the GP and the doctors and that does way more damage to your skin than good. I was reading this steroid thing they gave me one time. It said one of the side effects may be that it causes rashes and irritation. I thought to myself, fuck? But so what are you here to do? So I'm going to get rid of the rash and then develop another rash as a result of getting rid of the... I just thought, like...
No, thank you.
You know, so I turned about like 18. I started trying to use like natural remedies to like heal my skin, and I did. And I found like different brands that offer natural kind of, like more natural ingredients within their products. And then I thought I could do this. Like, I want to make sure that there's something that not only is for like eczema, but for like different kind of skin conditions. Because having a skin condition does a lot of damage to your skin. Like, trying to treat it normally does more damage than
That's
good.
That's what happened here.
Yeah. So when
I was in year 7.
Really?
I had acne in year 7.
Oh, babe, don't worry. We got all the tricks. I got hella things up my sleeve, like coming out for The Glow Pot. Like, I want to be able to make sure that people can, you know, make their skin as healthy as possible by using actual natural ingredients, not that every time you're using chemicals, because once your skin gets used to that, it doesn't work anymore, and you have to like put up the amp and all these kind of things. So yeah, that was my main motivation behind it. And I want to make sure that everyone has like beautiful and glowing skin, and you're looking like you left a D appointment all the time.
Yeah,
you know, got that good dick glow all day, all day.
Said amen.
But yeah, that's it. So www.theglowpot.com, that's the website. Follow the socials at The Glow Pot on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. I actually use the mask. I love the mask so much, and I love the scrub as well. I use the scrub in the shower, and I use the mask, like, I'm such a mask addict. Like, same. I have like so many different masks. So I use masks like when I'm just bored, to be honest. I just put them like mask it up. But the mask itself, I've noticed a difference already. Yay. Like, my face just glows a lot more. Mm-hmm. And before I even start my makeup, so I'm just like, oh my God, I love the mask. And I'm telling someone, like, you should get the mask. And I was telling my other friend Lola, I was like, you should get the mask, whatever. I think she got it in her goodie bag from Certify.
Love that.
So yeah.
Yes.
I love the glow pot. No, Naomi, thanks, what babes. Do you do?
I am a blogger and a media personality.
Okay.
I also host, which is fun. I started doing that early this year. Also the founder of a platform called Pretty Girl Problems, which has a podcast, YouTube. Redeveloping the website, but for the most part, that's what I'm doing. Oh, and I'm also learning how to DJ. Super
really?
Excited. Yes.
Sick. We need more female DJs.
Definitely. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of presenting gigs on radio, and I just feel like I want to kind of take it a step up.
You have such a radio voice.
Thank you.
It's like a very like soothing.
Yeah.
Why is that gassing?
You know, my voice is mad annoying.
Mine is terrible.
My voice is terrible. Too annoying. Don't know how people listen to the podcast.
Honestly.
But I hate the sound of my own voice though. It's like even when I watch my snaps, I'm like, skip. Oh, I hate listening to my voice.
I delete
me about snaps, honestly.
Guys, you guys know having Sam on Snapchat is the worst. Like,
I'm
where
such
she's going
an
out.
A girl.
She's an A girl. Like,
I
like,
I sing.
Well, can we just discuss what's wrong with being an A girl?
No, nothing. I'm an A girl for life.
I'm
life.
I will
like,
never stop being A. This is how
Sam is. She's chatting shit.
You know the A from the song. She meant it.
Fucking dinosaur, you know. Like, man said, I roar. Like, what the hell? Shut up.
Even the way she did that, I'm done.
You did. Oh, no.
I am video. No, go on. Sam, this is Sam. This was her singing along to Bodak Yellow.
Yeah. No, don't do it. No, I'm being serious, don't do it. No, because I deleted it. So I don't, no. No, trust me, yeah. Like, when there was a night, was it the night of
BBK?
BBX.
No, BBX, yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
I've got the BBX video. Do you want me to play it?
No. Like, she really want to go there? Do we want to start doing this?
She wants to
like,
this.
Anyway.
Was killing
no,
me.
Seriously, yeah, I went out. I think it was JoJo's birthday. Guys, oh, my God. I woke up. You know when something just shocks you out of your sleep, yeah? I literally woke up and I was just like, nope, I have to delete these snaps. I was literally singing along to every tune, but it was like, okay, what was the song? Back to the Matter, for instance. I was like, oh, yeah, Back to the Matter. You don't know that you sound like
that,
yeah?
When you go out and then your voice is louder than
your
music.
To the
I hate
open
that.
Open and close. Touch your toes.
I was like, what? You don't even... What?
I was
when
crying
did this happen?
So much.
And
like,
it was up for how long? At least 5 hours before I deleted them.
I wish I could have recorded those videos.
I've got them. I will never
I kept going
them.
Back to watch them. It was like me. I think
everyone was like,
yeah,
everybody.
Me and my friend Marwa. We were all watching it. We kept going back to watch because it was like, what is wrong
it was
with
bare people. Bare people. Like, I've never got so many messages in my life on Snapchat than that day. That day, I was being... Seriously, I was just
were
being
you
bantered.
Drunk or just...
No. Oh, I was just living my best life. No, and the worst thing is, my first snap that day was, oh, you know, when you play back your snaps, you just living your best life. Who cares, yeah? No. I'm a hypocrite because, no, I cared. I had to delete
you
it.
You're
it literally...
it was so bad. I was like, what is wrong? Like, at one point, I think she was crying.
No,
I don't know what she was
doing. No, seriously, I was living my best life. That's what I live for.
That's
just
right,
vibes, good vibes. That's what it is. So
that's what life's all
I kind
about.
Of overdid it.
I think that also might be when you know we're talking about the old lonely men on Twitter. Like, no offense. I think that might be part of it. Like that, women are actually taking it seriously to live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I think that might be it. And it's like. Is that we're losing them because patriarchy's falling now. They ain't got another angle.
Do we support them? Do we go against
not,
them? What
and they don't have another angle because a lot of them, patriarchy was what was getting them girls. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that, like, you know, women.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, and women feel like they need someone to marry them before their eggs start going old.
Yeah.
Sorry, babes, let me tell you something. IVF. That's what we got.
We got options, nigga.
There's women that have frozen their eggs and are having that frozen egg baby 10 years later.
Trust
okay,
me.
So.
No one can tell me.
And I think I'm not going to be out here living my best life.
Weaklings. A year ago, they were saying, oh, yeah, when she's A-ing on Snap, and now we have to delete her. Now they're all like, oh, yeah, my WCW has to be an A girl. Bitch, you fucking weakling. You weakling. You
like,
can't even
seen
stick
the
to your word.
Crumble. We've exactly. seen it. We're literally seeing patriarchy crumble for our eyes. And I'm loving it.
I
what
love
I'm going to do is I'm gonna crush the pieces together like ice and put it inside my drink. I'm sick.
That ice tea. They're so weak. And they all love. And what's that thing? Oh, yeah. I love when my WCW sings along to Bodak Yellow.
Oh, boy, mm-hmm, bye. Mm-hmm.
Before
boy,
you want
bye.
To be all quiet
all
in the corner.
All of a sudden.
Track
no, they're just
offer.
Sheep.
No?
Don't mind them.
They don't have
my woman can't be going
own.
Out to the club every night, but
shut
I don't
up.
See you at
do you
JoJo's
shut up.
For a while.
Right. Men do things for other men's approval
definitely.
More
definitely.
Than a women's approval.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
What it is. So if one man is, if their saviour is saying, oh yeah, we accept A girls now,
then
we all accept A girls.
Weakness, and I'm
the
saying,
Messiah.
All of you guys are going to the dungeons. Listen, I don't like anybody that has to go back on their word.
Trust
if
me.
I've been saying I'm an A girl from time, I'm saying
from
I'm an A girl from time. Now you guys don't accept me. No. Dungeons, bitch.
Even being an A girl, I didn't choose this life. Like, you chose me. Like, I was born an A girl. Yeah.
When I came out, I was screaming,
A!
It's me. It's not me. It's the lifestyle.
That's
basically what it is. It's the lifestyle. They don't get it. Honestly. Men are trash. That's,
they are. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm glad we all agree on that. It warms my heart to see that there's like real women staying strong with the movement.
To be able to, you know, come together.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously, the sisterhood is a lot stronger than it used to be. I will act in all seriousness now. Like the sisterhood is stronger.
Like the pick me's. I'm picking you guys off one by one. Dungeons. All of you guys are going to the dungeons. But everyone else is a lot more stronger. I don't have to appeal to man. Like, I will never have to pander to a man's feelings, because the thing is, I can change your mind any day.
Trust me. Because we have dealt with so many trash guys that we finally, like, understand. Exactly. No, seriously. Like,
we're not conditioned anymore.
That is exactly what it is.
And do you know what it is as well? I think, like, it was like a generational thing. Before, I was speaking to my mum about this the other day, about like trying to rush people into marriage. Like, when are you going to marry? When are you going to marry? Now, some auntie asked me the other day, when are you going to marry? I said, auntie,
mind your business.
Listen, I'll get married whenever I want to get married, but how's your divorce going?
You know, like,
I don't want to, and it has to be those kind of things. Like, oh, it's okay. I don't want to rush into a marriage, because, you know, I've seen so many of like you guys' marriages like fall apart.
That's
because
what you didn't genuinely love her. I actually say that.
I grew up in a situation where like you are you not all divorced? Yeah. Or is that, am I wrong in thinking that?
Do you even like your husband?
I mean, exactly.
Do you guys even sleep in the same room? Or do you
even live in the same house? I don't.
Sorry, questions I need answers.
Because I've been hearing rumors about a second family. I didn't want to be the one to say anything, but since we're putting each other's business out there.
The streets is kind of talking. Get married. Listen, men are in abundance. Men are in abundance.
Oh my God, girl.
There's no rush into finding a trash man to love.
I'm telling you.
Let's get started with the show.
Yay.
So in today's episode, Pink Matter is discussing dating criminals. So do you guys have any experience of dating a criminal?
This is actually my forte.
How criminal is criminal? An F-boy or a drug dealer. By the way, we don't condone
Are we just
of this.
Talking about not paying council tax, or are we talking about, you know, like a bigger crime?
A drug lord. From not paying council tax all the way up to the like the ghost and the Tommies of the league. So yeah, all of it.
Well, like Jamila said, I'm not encouraging anyone to date drug dealers. However, my past experience has been, you know, there's been a lot of drug dealers I've dated. I've dated some fraud boys. They're a little bit kind of bitch niggerish. That's a different side of the story. But I would definitely say that, like, my best dating experiences have been with drug dealers. Yeah, just simply because of, like,
the lifestyle.
It's not you, it's the lifestyle. I tell them that, like, it's one, my ex, like, will go to the shop. I'll be like, can I have some chewing gum? Like, can I buy some chewing gum and give me two pinkies? Like, I didn't even want the chewing gum no more. Buy out the bar. Okay. One time he was in the car, I think he was coming back from somewhere, and he put a stack in my bag and he took the money out and he left like £600. I got home and I messaged him. I was like, oh, you left like £600 inside my bag. He was like, just keep it. I thought I was just telling you. I weren't ever going to give this bag based on that.
Is he still alive? Is he currently incarcerated?
He's currently incarcerated. He is currently incarcerated. Also, not the greatest person ever. Okay, so that's the upside to dating drug dealers that I found. On the downside, I would say that there's... men are trash, definitely. Second of all, I've been in some quite aggressive and violent situations with these drug dealer guys. Like, there was this guy I was dating in uni, he was a shotter, and he was really nice. He used to take me out to really nice places and treat me great and whatever at first. Then one time he's supposed to come to my house. He's called me now at like 2:00. He's like, he's coming over. I was like, cool. So I cooked, and then I was chilling, waiting for him to come over. And then he said he was just doing some things, like, he said he was in a trap, just doing some things. I was like, okay, whatever. He didn't come for the whole day. I didn't shout him, because I thought, well, I've eaten everyone's food now, so, you know, there's no point in even being here. I'm about to go to sleep. So he calls me. So he calls me, and he's like, this was at like 11, yeah? He calls me and he's like, he's on his way. I was like, no, you're not on your way to my house. You're not coming here 10 hours after you said you was going to come. Like, what are you talking about?
I just thought,
like, I was like, I got uni tomorrow. You don't even go here.
You don't even go here.
Like, just leave. Anyway, he's turned up to my house anyway. He's at the gate, yeah, shouting my name.
Oh,
and
my
like one of my friends called me. She was like, so-and-so is at the gate shouting for you, yeah, so can you go and get him, yeah?
No home training.
I was like, oh, my days. I'm gonna really, really give this boy a piece of my mind. I walked up to the gate. I see him, yeah. Obviously, he'd been bagging up like white or something the whole day, because he looked like he was high out of his mind. Like, he was like looking like this. He kept like banging money out of his pocket. He was like, I've got more money in my pocket than your mum and dad making a year. I said, let me stop you there, because no, you don't. You absolutely don't. Anyway, we get to my room now. he was moving mad erratic. Like, he asked me, where's the food? I was like, I ate it like 7 hours ago when you were supposed to be here. Yeah. He started going nuts. He's turned around now, yeah, and he starts straggling me. So at first I was like, okay, you can let go now. Pineapples, and he's proper like... strangling me. I was like, this isn't how I'm trying to dance. I'm looking around my room. I thought, well, I got a knife in the drawer. I'm going to have to kill this nigga so that I can leave. Like, then he stopped here. I think so. I started kicking him in the face. Like, I was mad, like, scratching him. And I was like, you're going to kill me. And he stopped here. He just sat at the end of my bed. And he was like, what? So, what should I order, some jollof rice? Or, like,
mental illnesses.
You need to get the fuck out of my crib right now before I call the police. Are you crazy? My eyes are bloodshot.
I love that word though. Around drug dealers or fraud boys, police.
I was like, you need to leave. You need to get the hell out of my. He left. I sat on my bed. I thought, is this the kind of life that I want? You know, I was sitting in the shower. I was like,
is this the life I chose?
Is this the kind of life that my mum wants for me?
Rain on me.
Anyway, I didn't learn my lesson from that, and I've continued to date drug dealers since. However, I have been in some quite violent and aggressive situations with them. Like, it does, I won't call it domestic violence because
you fight back.
I definitely fight back. You don't want to catch these hands, B. I definitely fight back, but I think I think dating a criminal, there's more chance of them like having a lot more wrong with them than just being a drug dealer or a fraud star. Yeah. A lot of the time they do these things because they have like some sort of personality disorder that makes them, you get it. Why can't you get a normal 9-to-5 job? Because no one will hire you because you're sick in your mind. You're mentally unstable.
Even just the way you carry yourself, like, you don't have any awareness of the other side of the world.
Oh my God.
Being from the streets is one side, but working in the commercial world then is something completely different. They can't transition.
Yeah, there's a person, I don't want to state the person's gender, but yeah, this person was like a drug dealer, and she was like,
oh yeah, I remember her.
She was like, yeah, I'm just trying to ting was getting a retail job.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna try a ting. Oh, okay. And I was just like, oh, that's so cute.
She did try a ting. Did the ting work out?
No. She was back on the roads in a couple of weeks.
Do you know what it is?
You get so used to the roads though, the streets.
Thank you. And it's so easy, like, especially like, another problem with dating drug dealers is you'll be all dressed up for date night, yeah? You're all getting in the car, you're sitting there, you're like, ooh!
Going to the shop,
I'm getting lit, looking all tan. And then the next thing you know, there's some nitty outside the car, and you're like, are you reaching for something? I don't know if this person, is this the valet? I don't know. Because I thought we was going on a date. Before you know it, 7 hours have passed, and you've just been licking shots in the car, you're just sitting there. Looking like a trophy wife in the seat of in the seat of his Merc. He ain't eating nothing. He'll stop me from McDonald's, go through drive-thrus. That lifestyle is not, it's not cute. There's always, I just need to do something quickly.
Yeah.
If he needs to do something quickly, that's your night over.
That second phone is my problem. Wherever we go, that phone is always ringing. Hold on a second. Pick up the phone. Like, we're at a restaurant here. They're taking our order here, and you're on the phone. Your little Samsung, like, why?
your little brick phone.
I
saw this, like, meme on Snapchat where they were like, if your man puts his brick phone on the table and it doesn't ring throughout the whole dump,
leave his ass.
He ain't making money off that
does
phone.
Not bang.
Does not bang.
I'm telling you.
So, go on.
Also, I just wanted to say as well, like, if you are considering dating drug dealers, I'm not telling you to go and date these 50p outside McDonald's.
If he sells weed, he doesn't count.
And listen, if he sells weed, he better be selling it by the boxes.
No,
he's selling drawers. Like, really? You're not about any life.
People are calling him to come to their yard. He has to go tell them, I'm going to be there in half an hour.
I'm not talking about these young G's that shot apes on the block. That's not who we're talking about
on
at all.
Bicycles,
you have to on the back. Your niggas riding the bike.
Riding a bike.
A delivery boy. And you're talking about date drug dealers. Does he even make up to £700 a week? Does he do that? What is he standing outside in the cold for? Because when he's paid his commission from the if he doesn't have any,
he's only got enough to re-up after that, and that's it. Like,
even that re-up, and his line's dead. If you've only got enough for the re-up, then you just need to give it up.
You know his line ain't banging when you're getting. Those text messages about the most banging lemon in this and your
stinky bags,
two apes for £30.
Do you know?
Your man can't take breaks. He can't take us on holiday.
I'm saying.
I'm so dead. How can we be drug dealer shaming?
But okay, on a serious note though, girls, like, what would you say it is that appeals, like, attracts women to these, you know, criminals?
Me personally, I'm from South. Like, my whole environment, I feel like go outside, drug dealer, full star. Those are my options essentially for the most part. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're young as well, you're not putting yourself in positions where you're meeting these, I don't know, 9 to 5 type of guys. Mm-hmm. You're going to raves, you're going to social gatherings where, you know, young people who have the time to do those things.
Exactly.
But besides that, I also think the image is quite appealing, mm-hmm. because, again, you're going to these raves, you're going to these house parties, and they're the centre of attention. Like, they're the it boys, essentially, mm-hmm. if they're doing fraud.
It's
or
like paid and fraud.
It's more, I think that's more of the drug side than the fraud side. Power.
No, but even the fraud power, part,
no,
who's
but
there?
Power, no, because fraud is inconsistent.
It's true.
Fraud, it might, you know, bang one day and it might not another day. That's the problem. And I think, yeah, with drug dealers, it's more like power, respect. Mm. That is what they get. And I feel like women love that. They love the fact that, oh, yeah, people are scared of my man. Or,
yeah, the bad
Do you know what I mean? They love it.
Like, Painful is now my favourite film. I'm not even joking. Yeah, no, like, I actually love it.
Was it
so
you
much.
That said you hadn't watched it until
yeah,
recently?
I hadn't,
oh,
no.
You
know
what?
I thought 2015. That was
okay.
So, and then I watched it in 2015. And then
you watched it again.
I had to watch it, like, I think 3 times. I realised I actually love this film.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites.
That's like me. I think because I'm not really that great with films. Like, the only film that I love till the day I die, Matilda.
Trust me.
So yeah, I thought I hadn't watched Paid in Full, but then I watched it again recently. I'm like, I have seen this film, I just didn't pay that much attention.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it is a wavy film. I think also the appeal is, like, I'm not gonna lie, the money. Everyone knows I like money. Yeah, I like men with money. I like men that give me money, and I think all of those things are well packaged within a drug dealer. However, with fraudsters, what I've noticed is it's like you know when you buy like a packet of crisps, yeah, and it looks bare nice on the outside and it's looking hella like fat and like mm-hmm. you're thinking, oh, there's a head of crisps in here. Then you open it and there's like 3 crisps inside it. That's what fraudsters are. Mm-hmm. They look great on the outside, but the bank account, however, is empty.
Their credit is
terrible. I would rather have a guy that has a criminal record than someone that can't get a mortgage mm-hmm. out, because you've been blacklisted on CFAS. We were searching your credit score now. They're telling us inconsistent details entered. We don't have this passage.
But even morally,
I feel like fraud stars slightly make me itch, because you're very gassed, but you legit stole someone's money.
You're
like,
just a thief.
You're a thief.
Are we going to talk about the morals?
We're not going to talk about morals, but I'm just saying, me personally, I'm a bit more judgmental towards fraud stars, because I feel like you're just literally stealing someone's money. And then you have the cheek to be big-headed and buy all of these designer stuff and walk around like you're bad.
The thing is, repackage, like a drug dealer, you can say, yeah, I'm a salesman. But a fraud star, you can say, I'm a thief. That's basically what you're like, just a thief.
The thing also, though, is like people want drugs to get it. No one wants to be robbed.
There's that discussion of whether fraud is worse than drug dealing or what. You're killing someone's child or... But it's a choice. Fraud is... not a choice. Yeah. That's not a victimless crime. What am I saying? They're both victimless.
But there's a choice.
It's a
in
choice.
Drug,
yeah.
In drug dealing,
you choose to go and buy drugs.
Exactly.
You don't choose to get robbed.
If no one wanted to grab an eighth.
You've
got no chill as well. You could be stealing, I don't know, someone's pension, someone's lot. Like, just like you don't give a fuck.
Listen, I watched all these things and I was watching like. So I was working last week in this place called Age UK. It's like a charity and it's like for older people. And this old lady, like when I tell you this lady was like old, like, I don't want
to way out.
Yeah, I would say maybe around like late 80s, 90. But that's just from what I saw. She could have been 60, who knows? But so she came in and she kind of, you know, was like, she wanted to speak to someone about something. She came to the reception first and she asked me like, do we know who deals with identity theft? Yeah. And she was basically saying how that someone had stolen her identity and then they'd taken out car insurance in her name. They'd taken out car insurance in her name and then made claims like on the car insurance. And then they were sending her letters basically saying about like, you've made a fraudulent claim and we're going to take you to court and whatever. And she didn't know how to prove that this thing wasn't in her name. And basically, it was something to do with like they'd stolen her identity, and over time they'd been like taking money, but she didn't realize that money from her savings had been taken because she didn't check it. God. She didn't handle her finance. They literally wiped this lady out. They ruined her credit. Like, she said her pension was gone. She didn't have nothing. And she was basically saying that like, she's scared she's going to die with nothing and not even be able to have a funeral. Oh, and when I was hearing that stuff, I just thought like, this is actually mad deep. How can you do this? You don't know how you're affecting someone's life. At least if you're selling someone a crack rock, you know, they're about to go, you know, like smoke some crack. You don't know what, when you're taking someone's money, how much you'll be affecting that person's life.
But there's always justification. Like, someone was saying to me, since I spoke, basically we spoke to quite a few people about if they've ever dated criminals and whatever. So everyone, like loads of different girls gave me different stories. So one girl was saying that she used to work in a retail store, and what it was is that they realized that when you print it, okay, I don't want to talk too much actually. Let me just say that, that she was doing fraud with her dude, and the people that she was defrauding, they were using a business account. So the way she saw it was that, oh, they'd, it's victimless, really, they'll get, it's insured, you'll get it back, and so on and so forth. What do you guys think about something like that?
I don't,
a scam is a scam. Exactly. You can't dress up a scam as anything else. Like, I just feel like, you know, you Joanna now.
She was
really
getting
Joanna.
Paid £200 a week.
Only?
No, sorry, £200 per transaction.
Okay, I was going to say.
£200 per transaction.
I just feel like a scam is a scam. Like, okay, I have a lot of, well, not anymore, but I used to have a lot of fraud boys as male friends, yeah. And I know what to do. I know not to keep my cards around them because they have no morals.
Listen,
they don't care about you being their friend. They would defraud you if they have to. Like, they don't give a fuck.
I even forgot some of my friends, one of my friends, well, two of them or three, I left my bag in a room with them at uni and they took out a Wonga loan in my name.
No.
Yeah, they took out a Wonga loan in my name. Oh my like, gosh. I was getting emails from what, like, they'd taken my details from my bank card, obviously kept it, that literally frauded me. They deetsed me. They deetsed me and they was kiki and kakaing in my face the next day. I was like, you lot are deep. Like,
did you punch them up, please?
They wouldn't admit it. And it was like, there was a couple of them in the room, and I know who it was that did it. I know who it was. I know karma's come back to bite him. I didn't have to do anything. Mm. But I know that these, like, it was, when I called them, there was like, they got my date of birth wrong. They got bare details wrong. Like, it obviously wasn't me. But like, I actually sat back and thought to myself, like, these lot could have actually fucked up my whole life and they didn't think anything.
Yeah,
I'm a student just like you.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Imagine I have to use my whole student loan now to go and pay back a Wonga loan that you took out. Man, I was like,
because the interest on Wonga loans are so mad as well.
Proper. Oh, that really, really got me. So
yeah, that's
like,
the thing with fraud people. They don't have any
loyalty.
But that's what another girl was saying, or the same one. I think it was the same girl actually. She said that you know, when you like kind of misplace your car keys, or you know, you misplace your card, and like, you know, you just, you know, you're a bit worried, but you know it's there. Mm-hmm. She was like, dating a fraud guy, like, you just go into straight panic mode straight away. Yep. You're just like, shit, like, is he decent me? Did he steal my car? You're looking out the window like, oh shit, yeah, it's still there.
When I first started dating one of my ex, we used to argue all the time, like, oh, have you seen my card? It's like, why do you keep asking for your card? I'm like, no, it's fine, I found it. It's like, bro, like, what do you think I'll do? Well, I don't know, but you could.
I would
like,
put it past you.
Exactly.
Yeah. One time I was dating a fraud boy as well. I lost my card. I messaged all my friends. I was like, this boy has robbed my card. I was sitting in the car. I went inside the shop. I've come back and my card's gone. I was cussing him up and down. I cancelled my card. My sister came to me the next day. She was like, I found your card down the side of the chair. I was like, oh. Mad.
Yeah, no,
wouldn't be there at all.
There was a time when I was in uni, I became friends with one boy's girlfriend, and I did him a favor. So one day he messaged me and he sent me some card details, and he was like, "Oh, treat yourself as a thank you." And I was like, "No, how about?" I'm looking at the first initial and the surname. My mum like, hold on a minute, that's this girl's mum. I was like, wait, no, what? I swear on my life.
No.
And I messaged her, I was like, yo, wait, what's your mum's first name? Because I saw the surname and I was like, nah, this is hers. Like, what's your mum's first name? And yeah, it began with that. It began with that initial. So I sent her the details. She was like, no, that is actually, those are my mum's card details. Like, and it was her whole boyfriend that did it. He sent
me.
And he was like, treat yourself.
I'm confused.
He said, treat yourself.
Are you out of your fucking mind? I will fuck your shit up. So now my mum should know that I'm dating a fraud boy. No, she should know that I'm dating a fraud boy. That is now.
Oh, no, do you know what? It was because of me. Sympathy. I don't know if it actually. I think I can't remember if he had actually managed to kind of, you know, get anything out of her or not. I can't remember, but can you imagine?
But that's what I'm talking about. Fraud boys, they're just, their head is too big. Like, you really, you know,
you don't even feel sorry. At least deets me, but my mom. What the?
that's
no,
actually
my actual mom, like my mom.
That's
funny about it. Like, no, you didn't even, you thought, nah, I could never deeks my girl, but her mum is cool. Like, what the fuck? Are you sick?
No one's still kidding me. Treat yourself. You don't have permission to tell me to treat myself with this
my
money.
My mum's cock.
Like, where do they do that, please?
She's telling me to...
I swear, people are flipping crazy.
Oh my gosh, I would have reported him. You know? I don't even care. I would have been like, you know, it's his girlfriend's mom. No, that's your fucking mind.
That is bare funny.
Throw that police word in there. Said,
treat yourself, you know. You don't have the permission to tell me what to do with this.
My mom.
No,
I will allow you if you try to do it to my dad, yeah, because I don't even like,
I don't even like my dad.
Like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, do as much as you can. My mom.
Not girl like Felicia.
How did he even get her details? That's what I want to know.
So when you was in my house,
yeah. Auntie's making
she was making
you
yell
off and she's giving you that sweet
jollof and that shoes up at the door
the phone's ringing oh can you help me get my phone out of my bag yes auntie yes
next
mom
you know your bank card's missing your credit card too is missing business account they've shut it down your mum goes to withdraw £50 for your lunch money everything gone
she'll be crying she'll be thinking where did I leave this card
nobody should even try that with my mum let me tell you four people if you ever see any kind of thing to do with me or anyone in my family, I dare you. Thunder will fire you as you're sitting there. Mm-hmm. Running stomach will be your portion for the rest of your life. Everything you eat will turn to diarrhea in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You're not gonna fuck with mine. You're not gonna fuck with mine.
My mom.
Such a prayer mind. No, seriously.
All of my male friends, my male friends don't know where I live. On God, they don't know my actual address. Like, they don't know my postcode.
Most
nothing.
Don't know where I live. Like, I don't you could play that. Around the corner. I can definitely walk the rest of the journey home. Like,
I don't play that. Like you don't need to know where I live. You don't.
No, my thing is, I don't care. Try me. I don't care. Come to my house. Come to my front door. Try try me. I'm waiting. I wish a nigga would. I actually 100% wish a nigga. You don't want to feel my wrath. You don't. And you don't. Anyway, I don't want to say. I don't want to talk
to you. I can't get
much.
Over this. My mum.
Mum, you know. Yeah. It's just
yourself.
To treat yourself.
No, the treat yourself. Yeah, yeah. Just
send it
right
me. Treat yourself. Advice I'll say next.
Imagine you want to really treat yourself. Imagine you really want to be like, let me buy myself some
just stuff. Exactly. Back girl's mum. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Men are wicked. Men are very wicked.
What a lot of women said was that these guys, these especially Ford guys, they're very like smooth and charming, and it's probably because they're like living like way above their means. Mm-hmm. So why won't you be guests? Do you know what I mean? So that's what
I
attracts
like a lot
of women
fraud.
To
like ICQA and all this shit from my male friends, but now I don't have any male friends that do fraud. Now all my people are really legit. You know, they graduated from uni and like they do stuff like that. They don't do like fraud. They have good credit.
Look at her trying to not get you guys caught.
No, I don't have any male
friends.
She
loyal.
Anymore. I don't have any male friends anymore. I only have one. Mm-hmm. And he's very legal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
what do you guys think of like fraudsters or drug dealers who use the money to kind of venture into other things?
I respect it. It's entrepreneurial.
That's how it should be. Like,
exactly.
Do you want to be that person? Do you want to not know? Like, do you not want to be legal? Like, do you not ever want to have that?
Because the whole thing is, do you want people to see your kids and like them get bullied in the school? I mean, bullied in school because their dad's like 40 still shotting apes on the block. Like, is that what you want for your children? Or that like no one wants to come near your kids, can't come around for a play date in case your dad tries to deets them or tries to like take their name off their homework so they can find out your details. You get it?
Yeah, be like, oh yeah, let me drop you guys at your house.
And is that no? It's all right. My mum said you can't.
No, but
let me tell you guys about my best friend. So, Safa, I'm baiting you out. Safa used to date a drug dealer. He's now in jail for murder, by the way.
Ooh.
Safa used to date a drug dealer. He was just like, from the beginning, I already told her like no, because he was nonsense. I think on the plus side, he had a great car, he was flashy, she loved all of that. Like, and she's not really an image girl, I wouldn't say that, but she loved the fact that, you know, he always had her if she needed it.
She's not personally image, but she likes image boys.
No.
No, look at who she's gone for. They're always image.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I would know, this is my best friend.
Yeah, no, but I've seen some of the people that she's gone for.
Yeah. No, it was only image. Two guys that were image.
She loves that life.
Don't two guys
do you know what I mean by that? I'm talking about like...
No, I know, no, no.
Like
no,
the hood.
About
like...
No, I know what you're saying, but it's only been two guys that she actually like. She doesn't actually care for image. She doesn't care about like having... I mean, like, she has designer items, but she doesn't care about it like
that's
that.
What I'm saying, not her
she, I know, but she doesn't... Even in the guys that she dates, she just prefers guys that are a bit... She likes hood guys. That's what she likes. Not, per se, image guys.
That have money.
No, just hood guys.
She will go for a bummy hood guy.
Well, she has gone for
bummy. Yeah, you know them ones that keep their hands in their boxes.
I'm not trying to pick her in business now, but she has gone for bummy exactly. She doesn't really like...
Okay.
So, yeah. So, back to what I was saying. I'm sorry, Safa. So, yeah, like, he was just... He had the money. Like, if she needed it, she would always be able to... So he would go like... I'm so sorry, Safa.
No, no, man.
Literally. She's rebranded now. She's new. She deleted all of that crap her life. But yeah, they would go to like nice restaurants, and she liked all of that. Like, she liked the lifestyle. She didn't require the lifestyle, but she liked it. But on the downside is that her dude was just—he was just nonsense. Like, he was cheating. He'd do all of that. Like, he'd be embarrassing her. And I guess for her, but I guess that's not really anything to do with him being a drug dealer.
That's what I was just about to say.
It was just, he was just really whack guy. To be honest, she should have known he had cornrows, so. I know, guys.
Wow.
Cornrows. I told him in the beginning.
Cornrows.
Oh, can you imagine? Wow. But yeah, now he's in jail for murder, so yeah, there's
with
that.
With the cornrows or no?
Yeah, with the cornrows. Yeah. He's got to sit between someone's leg to get them braided.
He does, wow.
Yeah.
In jail.
She was saying about how, like, what was she saying about,
like sometimes
she's trying to call, her YG will answer like, "Yeah, babe, he'll call you back."
Nah. Can you imagine calling and then somebody? It's not like
you have YG. To insert yourself into the operation enough, that he knows not to fuck around and do all this.
First of all,
you need to know too much.
Both numbers about
the YG's answering to tell me what. That's fine. Tell him I'm on my way. Tell him I'm on my way to the trap house.
Start calling his trap friend. He wants to pick that one with bare ease.
Trust me.
Calling on your normal phone, you weren't picking up. But your trap friend, you're picking up. Bitch, I know you motherfucking saw my mom taking this call.
You know who needed a trap house? And everybody could just hear your voice. Like,
you know, you're ignoring me for your fucking mind.
I just turn up to the crib. Like, I don't know. We can all back up then. I guess it is so busy. Another pair of hands could help.
Exactly.
You need to have yourself inserted so far into the operation. Not only that, like, we're all going to go down together. If I decide to just to knock one card down in this house of cards, yeah, we're all going down. So what you don't want to do is piss
me the fuck
out.
Yes.
You need to keep me happy.
If I'm upset, you don't know me. Because I always say this, I don't know my limit. If I don't know, you should be scared. I don't know what I would do if you piss me off. I don't know. I could call the police. Don't let me know your address. Don't ever let me know your address. I will call the police
on
you.
I'm queen petty, okay? I will just be petty.
Don't push me. If you really, let's keep me happy. Keep me happy. Don't let me find out about no bitches.
See, my thing is, a lot of the time, though, it does seem, from my personal experience and extended research, that these people do tend to be like sociopaths. So it's a bit like my ex, was absolutely insane. Like, he's the kind of person that, like, I'll be like, I'll kill us both. I don't care. He's like, let me stop. I'm gonna get in that. Like, we'll just stab each other to death if we need to. I'm kind of like, oh no, it's just a figure of speech. That's just a thing that I'd say. Like, he didn't play them kind of games at all. So it was a bit. I get the whole, like, appeal of, like, wanting to stay around. And they are quite manipulative, like, these people that are, like, kind of...
Yes.
Yeah, that are, like, kind of psycho. Like, they do take... Like, he got into my head. Like, he treated me like shit for a long time. And it was, like... It was just the whole of, like, you know, if you leave me, no one's going to ever cheat you. This nice, like, how I'm going to do. You know, I've got you, babes, and I always come back to you at the end of the day. And it's like, yeah, you do. I see your angle and where you're coming from. Then you're all doing the lovey stuff. It's all kisses and hugging. Then he leaves and you're lying in bed at night and you're like, ooh.
I'm pissed
That's
off.
What, that was, we know the truth, Foolish by Ashanti.
Yeah.
See, when I get the strength to leave you, always tell me that you need me.
And you're like, hold on. He leaves and you're all in love. Oh, me and Bae, we just love each other so much. That you're sitting in silence for like 6 minutes and it's like,
hold on.
Where the fuck did he go?
I fucked up. No, I absolutely fucked up. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to break up with him right here, right now.
But look at me. Look what I've started.
But now he's deep in your guts.
Instead, I cooked him dinner. We'd have had 3 sessions. Like, it just, they do tend to be manipulative. So I do see it. And in that line of work, you have to be like, that's how they make it to the top. Like, you have to be able to, like, bring down your enemies, I guess. To that, like, get into people's heads and be able to know how to, you know, how to destroy people, really. And they carry that on into their relationships with women, and you just find yourself like
conditioned as fuck,
exactly. Yeah. And you're like putty in his hands. And after we broke up, I went to go visit him in jail.
Wow.
Ride or die.
Not even that kind of thing. Listen,
I'm judging you.
No, you're not.
I am judging you. What kind of demonic D was that?
Let me tell you about the plot twist. The gag is. Okay, cool. So I've gone to visit him in jail. Yeah, I've sat down. He's all telling me, babe, you look so beautiful. It's nice to see you. I sat like this and I said, do you know what your problem was? Do you know what the issue was? You picked the wrong one. I sat there for the whole hour of that prison visit, like in his face, like screaming at him, you're a fucking piece of shit. You tried me. Obviously, God. I know he can't do me shit. You can't do it in the
guard.
But I got it all out and like I told him, like, you know, everything that you did from beginning to end was fucked up and I don't think it's okay for you to treat someone like that and whatever. He called me the other day. In fact, well, we spoke the other day actually, but just so that I could let him know that, like, don't call me again. I have nothing to say to you. You're not interested in what I'm doing. You are in jail.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in what you're doing because you're in jail. You don't have nothing to tell me. I was just like, you know, let's just kind of dead this. But
no, well, what if I was to tell you that he's like the new laundry man now or something? Or he's now been promoted to the kitchen.
I've got a new job. I'm making £2 a week now.
Commissary.
No, man. That's actually would be his first legal job. What he's doing now. But that whole experience, like, it actually changed my life. And, like, after that, I thought, like, how did I let someone fuck with me like that?
And that's the thing, because it's mental manipulation. Yeah. That you don't see it, like, creeping
straight away. Because he'd done the nice stuff first. He flew me out to Morocco, first couple of dates. Like, it was all really nice.
I don't even blame you.
Listen, we
does
we
he
met.
Want a pen pal?
Listen, girl, let me tell you. Even when he went to jail, I thought, well, maybe he's still going to uphold the standard of living that I've had on his... You know, someone's on a straight
money. Where did he bury the money?
I thought someone has to be keeping his stack outside. I know it's not me. So whoever it is needs to make sure I'm getting a monthly allowance. I've seen £0 and 0 pence from this guy since then. I thought, you're not sick. And you want me to spend my money on bus travel to come and visit you in jail?
Oh,
you're joking, bro. Can you imagine? Is it for free?
Someone said how her man, she was dating a drug dealer for 4 years and her man, like, would just disappear for, like, 2 weeks at a time. Like, she couldn't get in contact with him because he was in Cunch. He was in Cunch. Cunch, guys, is country and, yeah, I'm not going to explain what that is. But, yeah, so she was like how her dad was actually a police officer. And her dad found out that she was dating this guy and he locked it off. But she was like, well, next thing you know, nigga's in jail. Like,
Oh, yeah.
But she can't confirm anything. But yeah.
Shit. Wow. That's the kind of thing that my dad would do, you know. And not even because he wanted, just to be spiteful. Like, just like on a spiteful tip. Like, you pick the kind of guy that I want you to date. If he's the love of your life. No, I said bunker. that's the kind of spitefulness that my dad would do. But do you think, at our age and like this kind of environment, do you not think that it's difficult to find guys that like are doing legit things? Because
no, not at all.
Maybe because of being from yours age.
I'm 26. Like, no, everyone around me is legit.
I guess, in my environment.
Like,
I
if you like can't stay in the same place. People your age are more likely to be fraud guys than they are to be drug
guys. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But then more of them are still legit. Like,
yeah,
now.
They do actual jobs and they do fraud as well.
That's what I was about to say, because you can actually do both. Unless you're like a big dealer in the game, like I said, you're not a weed man, then you really can't do both at the same time.
I mean,
I've
never dated a fraud guy or a drug dealer.
I think maybe someone like one, two Domino's pizza kind of guys, but not really. I don't even date those.
No. Like, listen, everyone's got a big legal shit, bro. Make sure you have card bank. Like,
do you know? You just have to kind of sometimes just be a bit serious. Like, okay, I'm going to direct this to you. Yeah. Don't you feel that if you were to ever settle down with someone that's made his life off of illegal activity, that in the future there will be no stability? Like, jokes aside,
no, definitely. Like, and obviously now I try to like switch up and date guys that are more legit, but I guess when I was younger I wasn't really thinking about it, because my ex, he was doing whatever he was doing, but he also had other things like in the pipeline, so for me it wasn't that was going to be his ongoing kind of lifestyle. But when I was younger, I just used to see, as you know, you read these like urban black books.
I was thinking that I'll be, we'll keep a
gun under the seat. You know, I'm riding out, these niggas come for it. Someone's trying to play me. I'm sitting there in my Chanel blazer and I pull up the gun. Like, what was you saying? Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought that would be me. I thought we're building empire together. Like, I'll get into the drug stuff as well. I genuinely thought Like, yeah. Like,
no, it's true. When you're younger, you don't think about these
things. I genuinely thought I would build a drug empire, like with my drug dealer boyfriend. We'd have like cartels across the UK.
So I'm in Mexico. She thought she was Tasha, guys. Like,
I was like, wait, this sounds a bit familiar.
On a serious, when I watched Power, I thought, who told them?
This is my dream.
He told them about me. But then you do get older.
No one knows who he is.
Do you know what the problem is? Like, so imagine I want to bring him home to my mum. My mum's like, what does he do? And I'm like, oh, he's a businessman. What kind of business? Sales and recruitment. Like, what kind of sales and recruitment? He recruits young people to work
pharmaceuticals
in local areas. Yes.
Yeah, but that's what I ask a lot of women. Like, what did you guys tell your parents that their profession was? And they'd say things like, yeah, sales, recruitment, all of that kind of stuff. Like,
it just isn't serious. It's like, and you're lying, like, one guy I was dating one time, he was a drug dealer, and his house got raided while I was in his bed. Mm-mm. Do you know how fucking scary that is?
So
do you know how scary that is? I literally, was lying in bed, like, enjoying my night. Next thing you know, the feds busting the door down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sometimes I'll be at home and I'll get a knock on the door and I'm like, shit. Honestly, you do live life on the edge. Like, even when they're driving in a car, sometimes they'll be looking at the window hella slowly and it's like, should I duck?
Roll out the car sort of situation.
Lean back.
Honestly, and it's the paranoia that really gets them. You can't go to certain areas. It's like, babes, we're not 18 anymore. We can't keep doing it. We can't. Seriously, like, I can't not go to certain areas. Like, the films in I'm not going to go to Peckham Picture House with you. Like,
do you know what? I've had that before, actually. Now that you just reminded me, I was told I can't go to a certain cinema because ops. Like, really? At your big age? Like, really?
Babe, you're going to have to die today because I need to see Girls Trip again.
You're going to have to die.
You're going to risk it.
Okay, so hypothetically speaking, drug dealer or fraud boy? Like a big fraud boy and a big drug dealer.
Drug dealer, hands down.
Drug dealer, baby. Hypothetically speaking.
I'd say fraud. The reason I'd say fraud is because you make less enemies when you do fraud. So.
I kind of don't agree because fraud boys are more likely to bump people. And
depends what kind of fraud. We don't want those little small fish. True. Yeah. We want the Uncle Londons. Yeah, right?
Like, Uncle London.
The Uncle Londons.
Yes, Lord.
Hypothetically speaking. Nah, I find fraud so like morally disgusting. Gross. Like, crime.
I think it depends. You know, there's like,
as long as you don't
keep shit, you know, in my what house. We're talking about. This is the reason why you're saying this, because we're talking about like a real, real small fish. We're talking about, oh, we'll bang one quick deed. You know, there's like embezzlement. Embezzlement is also fraud as well. Yeah. Like,
but them people, because they're usually people that are like accountants.
Yeah,
and exactly. And they get caught and they just get like, it's like, you're a big idiot. Listen,
I met this guy, this uncle one time, and he told me that he used to swipe, Range Rovers,
Oh, wow.
So he'll swipe a Range Rover, like he'll get someone's details, make it into it so they can make a bank card, like using, there's like a machine that they use, whatever. Mm. Swipe a Range Rover. Get the Range Rover, then sell it back to a dealership and keep the money. Imagine doing that with 10 Range Rovers in a week.
Oh my God.
Imagine that.
Do you know
what?
I've
the grid that comes with it.
Do you know what?
They always want more money.
Yeah, that's it. They never know when to stop. They never know when to stop. Do you know what I found out? It's not really the same, but like, so I found out about someone's hustle, right? So he used to sell people cars, right? And something to do with like the logbook or he'd keep us whatever, and then he'll go and steal that car. He will sell you a car, then steal the car, and the guy sell it to someone else.
And so that car will just keep getting stolen.
It just keep getting stolen, and then he'll go sell it to someone else.
Are you serious?
I swear, I can't remember how the operation went, but...
No, but you know how many times you can steal a car?
Yeah. So he'll sell... I'm selling you a car, Jamila, and then I'll come to your house and I'll steal it, and I'll go and sell it to someone else.
And then steal it off them, and
You can literally make a living off of one car, like, honestly.
Oh my days.
I'm so dead.
That is.
I'm actually so dead.
It's actually quite smart when you think about it.
No, it's
actually
that one car that you keep stealing.
He was just doing it like it was an actual thing. Listen.
Wow. Oh my God. That is. Imagine that happening to you.
Honestly.
And you see him like, what?
Wait, like, hold on a minute.
You come back in the middle for a date that just
that thief.
What's
going on?
Wait a minute.
I was just checking. I was checking the engine.
Wow!
Oh,
I'm actually sweating.
That's what I'm saying.
Very funny.
I
Another one, there's head of forward thing. Another one, this guy used to get cars out on finance, like using other, like stolen details, sell the car to someone. And then when the finance company like comes looking for the car, like people's cars would be getting repossessed because they haven't been paying the finance on a car that they didn't know was financed because he sold it to them outright.
Back in the day, like an old one was where people used to take out rentals and then just drive them to like way out ends and just sell them, just sell it out there. Yeah,
that is so mad.
Yeah, but yeah, like honestly speaking, like I wouldn't. Now you guys are just making me think about this fourth thing. Like, who would I choose? I actually now, I don't know. I feel like with the thing is with being a drug dealer, right, is too much of your time is needed. Yeah, like you don't have enough time to distribute. Like
to me,
yeah. And then you're like, as someone said, too many impromptu trips. Like 1 minute, oh, we're supposed to do this. Next minute, oh, babe, sorry, I've got to go to flipping Birmingham. Brighton, like, or something, do you know what I mean?
Annoying thing. We were supposed to go on a date today, and now we're in fucking Manchester.
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
Like, he's calling you, and you're like texting him, like, babe, why are you like, he calls you, like, I'm in Devon. Do you know in Devon? Which bitches you got in fucking Devon?
From
that's why, and it, like, it's such a good cover for them to be able to cheat. I'm going to Cunch, and it's like, is he really going to country? Is he going to crack on some girls?
What happened, it just caused you to be more insecure because now I don't know what you're doing. Because you were so busy, you couldn't answer my phone call, but you managed to cheat. You have time.
Listen, you managed to just to get that buck your
phone number, B.
Listen.
Quickly. Let me get that. Matter of fact, let's duplicate that SIM card so that I also have access.
Trust me. You tried. I want to have one too. Everything you got, I got.
You tried.
Nah.
I'm so dead.
I think with drug dealers, like, it was the whole thing of, like, with my ex, we only used to be able to, like, go out in the night time, or who like message me in the night time, get an Uber to my house. The upside though was that there'd be times he'd be so tired, like he'd meet me from a night out, I'd be like, oh, just make sure you give me money to get a cab home now, drop me a pinky. The next morning he'll call me an Uber, forgetting he's already given me money the night before. I'm like, $2.50 a week.
It's always door to door. That's a good thing. It's always door to door.
Always door to door. But they don't want people to see you leaving their house anyway, so you have to jump in an Uber. Like, where are you coming from? I'm just coming from Thingy's house. Like, swear down, my man lives on the road. Yeah.
No.
Lives on the corner. Yeah.
And that's the thing. With drug dealers, she said. Some girl said she was like, there's just so much disposable money. Like the same way you said. Oh, he said keep it. Like, she was like, she would be, I don't know, maybe in Central and his house is wherever, and he'd just be like, oh, here's £100 for your Uber. Like,
literally,
he was always giving you money in excess. Mm-hmm. Like, you never want
cab
for anything
from Leicester to London. Exactly. You know, because me as well, I'm working class, so money means a lot to me. So I'm just like, no, like, okay, let me at least take a train here, and then I can take cab.
Yeah,
like,
no, take the public transport. £150.
You mean pocket?
Sorry, I'm still
get on my train.
Maybe
you
don't want to see me spend £150.
But still, bump the queue, please. Thank you.
Get a cab.
Child travel card.
And she was like, with these guys, both sides, like, you just never feel guilty with asking for anything. Like, anything you want, you ask.
I can't lie, another reason why I pick a drug dealer over a fraud guy is that because I'm gonna play dumb if I ever have to go court. The fuck?
Yeah, but you can play dumb if
now with a fraud star, it's difficult to say that you didn't know. So, like, what
how
does
is it? It's more what you're more likely to know if you were with a drug dealer than if you were with a fraud star.
I don't think so.
What you guys think so?
I've got a 9 to 5. Listen, I see him on the weekends.
When it asks you, so what did you think he was doing? He told me that he works night shifts. I didn't know what to ask. I just thought he was doing like a warehouse job or something like that.
Amazon.
If he's a fraud star, so where was he getting his Balenciagas from? Oh, he told me that he works in Argos.
So he's got all these designer shoes from denied straight. Yeah. I don't know him, the fuck. We were just sleeping together. It was never that deep.
You know,
First of all,
exactly.
He's my sidekick.
Hey.
Oh my days, I'm telling you.
No, morally, 100% drug dealer, because obviously you choose to buy drugs. Like, no one forces anyone to take drugs, exactly.
That's
an interesting conversation. Yeah, hey guys, don't date criminals. Date legal people.
Yeah, we've got more scenarios.
Don't date criminals.
We've got more scenarios, but we'll be posting them on our Twitter. So look out for that on that the Pink Matter Twitter.
See how terrible she is.
At the Pink Matter Twitter, okay? We'll be posting them. So, Twitter. Yeah, I don't condone anything.
The Pink Matter is.
What is it?
It's just the Pink Matter.
Yeah. So at the Pink Matter.
So why don't you just say
because why not?
Why do you say Twitter at the end as if Twitter's at the end at the Pink Matter?
What?
Yep, see, there
just
we go.
Stop interrupting me. Let me do my thing. Fuck's sake. Anyway,
guys, I'm better at this.
Anyways, I don't condone anything that we just spoke about. Yeah, nothing. Okay. Okay.
Get you a legal guy.
It's not even me on this episode right now. Okay. So.
So our second topic of today on Pink Matter, we're going to be talking about bugaboos.
Ew.
So, guys. I would know you guys have bugaboos. Everyone has bugaboos. Like, guys just don't leave you alone.
Do you know there was a time when, like, bugaboos were affecting my life so much that I genuinely wanted to do a documentary and interview bugaboos and ask, like, what is the drive behind them? Like, why?
Are they so consistent?
Yeah, like what is it? I really actually genuinely was
like,
that
where's
deep.
Your pride? Like, are you not clocking that I'm airing you? Like, I don't want to speak to you. I don't understand.
They have no shame, like, no shame at all. And it's not even about do you not get the hint, because sometimes you can be outwardly like direct, you can be like, look, I am not interested in you, and they still keep coming back. They're like mosquitoes. No, like,
I literally had a bugaboo today. So this was a guy, I don't care if he's listening to this, I hope this discourages you from popping up. So he literally pops up today and he was like to me, oh, so what are you getting for my birthday? Nigga, what the fuck, move. We haven't spoken in months. He just decided, oh, you know what, yeah, she just snapped, let me bug her. Mm-hmm. let me ruin her day. And it's like, lol.
Okay. And he's literally from like 2 years ago as well,
whole years ago. Like, why do you still I don't even remember you anymore. Before 21, like, I don't remember any one of you. Like, I don't remember what happened. You know, I was a born again virgin when I turned 21. Yeah. And now I'm 22 and I'm living my best life. So all you people that keep leave me the fuck alone. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. You fucking piss me. I get so irritated. Like, every single time Sam thinks, yeah, that sometimes I encourage it. I actually joke.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, nah.
No, but I'm genuinely.
You could have said this or you could have said that, like, then he would have left you alone. But no, sometimes.
No, sometimes Sam will tell me to be nicer. Like, remember that time when some guy came back to do, oh, yeah, so. Do you ever think about us? He's probably
because I thought he was sane at that point. No, like, I thought his sanity had returned, and then I realized he was still mad. So I was like, yeah, drag him.
I had to be like, sorry, no, I didn't think about you. After I ended things, I didn't think about you at all. That's it. Done. No, I was done. That's
Me, it's the physical. The physical bugaboos. Like, when you go out to a motive, every time you want to say hi to me, but we're not friends. Like, why are you saying hi to me? Trying to show me to your friends? No, like, it's not that deep.
Guys, I get some, people claim me, and like, that's one thing I fucking hate. Because I'm trying to pretend like I don't know you. So you're out here claiming me. I had someone telling me that he's been telling people, like, I'm his babes. He was like, I talk about you to all my boys. Love, I show people Jesus. Your picture. And I'm like, nigga, we have not even met up. I met you once at a party, and now you're telling everyone I'm your babes. Can you leave me the fuck?
I hope you listen to this too.
He probably does. He's a fucking stalker.
No pride, like, at all.
My thing is, so there was this one guy. I don't really get the bugaboo stuff because I have a very terrible attitude. So I am nasty from the... If I don't want to speak to you, I'll tell you, like, it's sort of like, I will tell you, like, I don't, you know, I'm not really interested in speak. Like, after, I'll end it with a guy and he'll try to come back, and then it'll be like, oh, I just hope, you know, we can stay friends and we can keep speaking. And I just always ask, but why? Why would I want to be your friend? We didn't start off being friends. I'm not really interested in anything you do. I don't have anything really to talk to you about. Don't care how you are or what you're doing with yourself at any point in time. So I just want you to let me know what you think we have to talk about in a friendship. Like, I'm not concerned. I have friends. I have some great friends. I have some real great friends in my life. I don't really have space for anymore. You know, I'm running a business, being a bad bitch. Like, I'm not sure where you would fit into
even
that whole
process.
Even
when we were process. Together, we couldn't be friends in that relationship. I just so why don't now?
I always ask them, so like, what do you think you actually, what we should be talking about? One guy just said to me, you're right, you know nothing. That's cool.
That's a smart thing you ever said.
And I don't want to say hi to you when I see you outside, because I'm not really interested in you like that. Like, I don't care. You've been cancelled now. You're done. But there was this one guy, oh my God, years ago. And he actually said to me, you know, like, I thought girls lack persistence. I said,
what?
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
the no, hell
this whole
you
theory that girls are a challenge. I'm not challenging you. I don't want to speak to you. Like,
he used to call me on different numbers, yeah. No. I would try to save and block every one of them. One day he called me, he was like, it's gonna be quick, I'm using my mum's phone, but I wanted to see if you come to the cinema with me. I was like, I'm gonna call your mum back after.
Stop letting your son use your phone.
What you do to me, you know. What? He was like, I thought girls like persistence. I said, you don't know the difference between consistence and persistence. You don't that those are two separate words that I think you've mixed them up and decided they mean the same thing. Mm-hmm. They don't. I had to beg him, like, please, what can I do? What can I do?
I don't want to die because of you. Just
he said, come
me.
To the cinema with me. One time I said, no, no, I don't mate. Want to.
You get
please.
You just want to start crying. Like, all my days.
I had to change my number, you know. I actually had to change my number. And sometimes, like, I feel like I might have seen him in the street. I'm like, how can I be living my life on edge because a man doesn't know how to take it in.
Exactly. I've had someone call me at 8 a.m. and then he's complaining that I did not pick up the phone at 8 a.m. And I'm not going to lie, like, I was awake. I saw that. I saw that call. But why the fuck? What is there to talk about at 8 a.m.?
At 8 a.m.
I'm not a morning person, but you don't want to hear me at 8
a.m. People are commuting, you know.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that just shows me that you're jobless because why are you calling me at 8 a.m.? I don't get it.
What did he say? The first thing that came to my mind was you.
No, he just wanted to talk. Like, why didn't you pick up? What the fuck do you mean? Why did you call me? That's the question. What do you know what I mean?
What was going on at 8 a.m.?
Don't ever call me at 8 a.m. My mum doesn't call me at 8 a.m. Don't call me at 8 a.m. What the fuck?
I feel like the whole, I just want to know, I want to sit down with a man and ask him, like, what actually is it that makes you feel like you're going to eventually wear her down enough that she's going to, you know, because.
But that's what it is, though.
But the problem is with that, is that, like, so when she realises she's got better options, yeah, and someone that will literally sweep her off her feet without having to use 7 years to scrape towards the bottom, so that she's at the bottom of the barrel and you finally dive in and you have your chance, like, Why do you want that for yourself? When I see these things on Twitter, it was like, I curved him for 6 years straight, and now we've been together.
Your man is a bitch.
He loves you too much.
No, no one else wanted your boyfriend.
You always find these niggas that you be curving, and then you get with them, and suddenly you now think you're too nice, you want to be cheating. But I swear you
with them. Oh my gosh.
That's
what I hate. I swear you with them doing the most.
I had a guy who was so persistent. Like, he was so persistent. He kept popping up. He's like, oh, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. Like, and I just kept thinking. And then I said to him one time, like, this was like, I don't know, maybe, no. I was like, yeah, I've got a man. I said, I've got a man. He goes, what, seriously? I said, yeah. What do you mean, what, seriously? I just said I have a man. He just said I was joking. And he was like, oh, okay, make sure you remember that. And I said, no, you remember it. No, you remember it. Don't forget it.
I would have told him, come back to me right now. Because them fighting words about you. Remember that? What are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to say to me?
Make sure you remember that. No. You remember that.
Is that a threat?
Wait, are you trying to mug it?
Hella
cheeky.
But men just generally feel entitled anyway. Like, you can't say no to them in any capacity. Like, saying no to them is like, you're, I don't know, threatening.
I found
their
that violence works quite well.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
these scenarios, yeah. I found yeah. that violence does work quite yeah. well. Yeah. I was in a club, actually. Oh my days! This is a bit of racism as well as like the bugaboo stuff. Sorry, I know we're on a time limit. So this guy, he was white. He came into the club. Whatever. Have you seen me, my friends? It was my friend's birthday. Came up to me. He's like, oh, I think you're one of the most beautiful black girls I've ever seen in my life. I was like, let me stop you there. Please stop talking to me because you didn't have to bring my race into it. I'm pretty full stop. There's not anything about me being black or white that makes a difference yet. He was like, oh, I didn't mean to offend you. I said, that's cool. I don't have a problem with you. You did though. So let's just kind of leave it here. Yeah. He's come back again. I'm sitting upstairs. My feet was tired. The club was whack. I'm sitting upstairs, like, just on some chair. He sat down next to me and he was like, let's take a selfie, chocolate and vanilla.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah.
I said Napoleon ice cream.
I said, are you being fucking serious right now? Chocolate and vanilla. He was like, I'm not trying to be offensive. I was like, then stop talking to me if you're not trying to be offensive.
Wait, what part of the first conversation did you not register in your mind?
I didn't want to speak to you. God. So obviously I started popping off and the security's come now, told him to leave me alone, whatever. I've gone downstairs back to the club, back to where my friends were. Yep. I'm sitting down on the step and he came over.
Again?
And he was like, you know, I just wanted to apologize. I think you're a very beautiful woman. I didn't mean to offend you before. I was like, that's cool, but please stop talking to me. Like, stop talking to me. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, stop. I'm getting angry at this point. I'm like, stop talking to me. Stop talking to me. So I picked up this glass, and I've gone to fling it at him. Next thing you know, security's dragging me all upstairs out of the club. He's all trying to pipe up. I'm like, why are you piping up now? Why are you piping up? I was like, I'm actually going to punch you in the face. I've tried to go back downstairs. They're dragging me out of the club. But I kept telling everyone, like, did you not see him keep approaching me? Like, my friends was like, why does he keep coming back to you?
They don't understand. They think you're like joking, you're flirting. I'm not flirting with you.
I was going to bring that up here. Like, me and Jamila used to talk about this because she used to be a serial flirter. Like, you just didn't care.
The joke is I wasn't flirting. It comes across as if I'm flirting, but I'm genuinely just not interested. It just sounds because I'm being nice.
Yeah.
Like, and then it comes across as if, then I was like, you know what, fuck this. I'm not going to be nice to you, bitch, no more. Fuck you. Yeah. I don't like you. Don't talk to me. You're ugly.
I can't flirt with someone that I don't like. Like, it makes me sick. Like, it actually makes me vomit when a guy that is just when are you gonna come cook for me?
Never.
Who even said I can cook?
I don't know. I don't
not that I, obviously if I wanted to flirt, I guess I could make some of an effort, but two, I don't think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I don't like you, I don't see myself saying anything that would you'd think I'm flirting with you. Why would you think I'm flirting?
Do you know
with
what you? It is? Let me tell you something. These undesirables, yeah, they can turn anything.
And, but that's what I'm gonna say. Like, why?
Do you think what are you know. Doing today? What are you doing today? Nothing. I'm just going to work. Where you gonna go work? Guys, oh, yeah, we're gonna go work hard, make that money.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, what for our family? Yeah, where are you gonna get that money so we can raise our family? I've had that. I've literally had that.
Do you remember that time here where I was like, yeah. I was getting this one specific guy.
Basically.
Okay. So I was just talking. I was like, oh, I literally just left the club. Like, we were just in the same club. I had only just got into the car. You're already messaging me on Snapchat. Like, I'm still outside.
It's literally been
home.
Like, or when it they call you, like, oh, I just met you in the club. It's so, like, I remember.
Yeah, I know.
I do remember.
He's messaging me. He's all like, oh, what did he say? He was just saying something. I was like, oh, I was making fun of him. So yeah. It wasn't even fair. I was making fun of him. He goes, oh, yeah, watch when I put my tongue in your ear. And I was like,
oh, my God.
And I was
kill
like,
me.
In my ear.
Kill
like,
me.
Oh,
just die.
Like, you know, genuinely,
just
pineapples.
Die.
I was like,
honestly,
I'm
just die. You just need to die.
Like, no. Like, I was literally, yeah. I was convulsing because I was just like, that's so die. Fucking disgusting. Like,
you oh my God! How it's just men are just so.
Do you know?
Gross.
Do you know what I hate? Yeah. Don't send me question marks, because when you send me question marks, it actually gives me more incentive to air you. Yeah. Like the more question marks you send me, the longer I will air you. So don't send me one,
you'll
two, three. Do you know? Yeah. You get blocked.
I block people
can't
off,
stand
off the merit of it because I just like just stop bugging me.
I don't even open it.
That's what I keep saying about the bad attitude stuff. I'll message you about you fucking crazy.
Do you know what
are you trying
doing?
To rush me? Are you trying to put me like, on the time scale? Mate, is that what you're trying to do?
Imagine someone, there was a time where someone asked me, oh, what are you doing this weekend? And I was just like, yeah, I'm going out for my friend's birthday. I'm going out here, da, 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 whatever. Then he calls me on the day that I said I was going out for my friend's birthday. He calls me. Obviously, I didn't reply. I mean, I didn't answer. Then he sees me snapping the birthday and whatever. And he's just like, LOL. I'm like, what's funny? He goes, I called you. That's why.
You could snap
did I not roller. Tell you
I
that
was
I was going out? Can you not see? Also, you're now blind as well. Not only are you a bugaboo, you're fucking blind too. Because yeah. You watched my snap, you replied to the snap,
you
and you said I
what
called
I'm
you.
Doing.
What? Like,
you can anticipate that.
Me,
you can anticipate that 2 hours
don't
ago.
Know
that. I was probably getting ready.
When you come with them small lulls, yeah. My thing is, are you trying to tell me I'm a joke?
You know what I mean?
Are you trying to tell me?
Like, what are you thinking about a joke?
Do you know what I mean?
What did you just say about my mum? What? You're trying to say that my mum gave birth to a dickhead? Is that what you're telling me? With them small holes? No. One guy left something at my house. I told him I was going out, that I'd meet him the next day and we're going to go for a date or whatever. Something in his heart just really wanted to see me so deeply like this. I'm getting ready. He's shouting me like, can you come grab his finger? I'm like, cool, come grab it. But you can't really chill. My room's hella messy. I'm getting ready and I need to go meet the girls and go out there or whatever. He gets to my house, I've given him his thing, he's trying to stop for the small talk stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, I need to go get ready. He's like, oh, what, so do you want me to chill then? I was like, why would I want you to chill?
Chill and do what?
Oh my God.
Why would I, not only can you not go upstairs to my bedroom, because like I told you, it's hella messy, not only am I going out in the next half an hour and my friends are coming to meet me, I didn't ask you to come here, you know. I actually didn't ask you. I wanted to meet you tomorrow to drop you your thing. Your heart brought you here and all of it. You want to stay. And I told you before, you can't chill. I had to sack him. That same day. I had to sack him because that's terrible behavior.
They always
trying to unclose something. Like,
If I wanted to fucking see you, I would have said so. Yeah. There's no hint here. There's no nothing. Don't try to come sneaking. No.
About you. So what, do you want me to chill or have I mentioned
have
chilling
I exactly
this whole time?
All of us here, we're very direct. Very, so if we want something, we will say we want
it.
We don't do the whole beat.
I mean what I say. If I say something, you try and flip it on his head like, oh, so you
know. No.
I said what I said.
Like, this is my whole tactic, yeah. You know, we have to ask them, so what, are you trying to tell me? I don't know what I mean when I'm saying things. Are you trying to tell me that I don't have any sense? You have to start it into an argument because they start getting heated. They're like,
no,
come on, babe. It's not that. It's
across like you're questioning me, basically, and I don't like it.
Listen, I heard you call me stupid. That's what I'm hearing. Trying to say my degree is worthless.
You know, I'm about to do that now. What I heard is.
No, you have to tell them. So are you saying this? So what? Are you trying to tell me that I'm ugly then? And it gets them. They're like, whoa.
So we have to make them clarify. Clarify what you said.
So you're saying I'm fat and I'm ugly. That's basically what you're saying.
Is that what you're saying? Is that I'm a liar and I'd lie on my friends?
Oh, girls, you're getting it. You're getting it. You're catching it. So are you trying to tell me that I don't know what I mean when I'm saying things? So when I told you that you couldn't chew it, are you trying to tell me that I'm in decisive? Is that what? Because if that's what you're trying to say to me right now, I'm a big man to just say that to me straight away. He'll leave. You don't even have to ask him to go.
You know when you're in the club, yeah? Listen, I had this happen to me. I think this was the last time I went out, yeah? So, you know when people, like, touch your bum? I allow the first touch, yeah? Mm-hmm. Only because it might have been by accident. This guy literally touched my bum twice. And I was like, wait. Am I a dickhead? Like, I literally
am I a victim?
Am I
a
dickhead?
Trust me.
So I punched him in the back. I was like, are you sick?
That's my girl.
He started acting like he didn't. He was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, are you mad? You touched my mum twice.
Why are guys so dumb? They're all so clueless.
Do you know what happens when people do that, right? Because it happens to me a lot. I will look back. I won't even say anything. I'll look back and I will wait to see which guy quickly kind of does a side eye to see if I clocked. That's the nigga that touched my bum.
No, you guys, I actually look crazy. Oh. And I had like a lot of male acquaintances around me and they thought like Jamila. They were Jamila. I was like, no, is he fucking dumb that you're touching my bum? You touched it twice. He was like, he was telling my friend, tell her to chill. Tell her to chill. I was like, are you sick?
Tell her to
you
chill touched where? My bum. Like, you know, I ain't chilling. Not today.
Until you actually have to punch them, you know. I was in a club one time and this guy was walking down the stairs. I was quite drunk here. I was by myself. I wasn't looking for my friends. I was going to the toilet and I was going to go back up and meet my friends, yeah? So I've walked past and he's literally rubbed his hand all across my bum, yeah? I boxed him in the chest, yeah? He's gone like falling down the stairs. He was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? What, a man what's can't show you appreciation? No.
Shut up.
I started taking off my heels. I was going to knock him out.
Let me show you some appreciation for your appreciation. How
I was
about
like, you don't want but these kind of problems. Listen. You don't want... Keep your filthy little hands.
Men always trigger me.
2010 or 2011, I can't remember which one it was, yeah? Fam, the way this guy grabbed my bum like it was pounded jam, like he said, God. This is my girl. Like, you're my girl. And I was like, what? He underneath the arc, like the little curve, he grabbed
the
it.
The handle.
Literally, you know where it creases.
Banged him in his arm. I was like, what are you doing? What did he do? He chased me. I was running.
The fact that you ran is what's funny for me.
You know what? You've come for a Rick Ross concert. Yeah, you're probably about that last year. Let me just run. I ran into the girl's toilet. Did he not follow me inside there?
No.
But at that point, other guys had clocked and then kind of like defused the situation. But you're chasing me because you grabbed my bum.
Do you know men are actually crazy? They're not serious.
Screws are missing, for real.
Thing, yeah, I feel like we're glorifying, not we, because I'm not part of this, yeah, but people are glorifying this whole if I block you on everything, you need to be
find
emailing
me
and
contact me.
If I block you on everything, don't trust me, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh my
so
God.
That, there's two ways to do it, okay. There's the blocking and everything, and then leave one platform.
I was just about to say that. Yes.
But if I block you on
if
everything,
if I leave an opening, then
yeah,
I've left an open.
Don't
if
find
I,
a
I
way.
I don't want to talk to you.
I don't want to see you at no motive. I don't want to see you giving me eyes across the room. I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
I blocked you on everything. That's it. It's cancelled. It's done.
There was a girl I saw real quick. Yeah, there was a girl that she said yesterday how she blocked a guy on everything, and he put her phone on lost mode. I was like, Sarah, can you please call me or message me or email me?
Oh my days, this is crazy.
That's
like that story where the guy sent
1p.
Annoyed though. 1p.
Oh, that's happened to me.
Don't send me 1p. You want me to?
You are ridiculous.
You better send me something.
You better add some zeros.
I
want
you. You don't actually want me to talk to you.
Listen.
You don't want me
to Crime Stoppers. That's what I would do.
It's a fraudulent activity on my account.
You don't really want me to talk to you. You're sending me 1p.
Hello, is this action fraud?
Do you know what I mean? Like PayPal sending 1p to my account. I don't need that.
I don't need that 1p. That's when you have to hit them with the. So what are you trying to say? I'm poor.
I need 1p.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
A whole amount so I can withdraw it from the cash point. Is that what you're saying? I've got £9.99 on my account. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. No, if you really want to talk to me, you will send me them big money.
Get that cash.
So on today's episode, I did it again. Today's, bitch, I do better than you.
Shame.
So today's segment of Ask for a Friend, we've got one dilemma. So I've been talking to this guy for about 2 months now and things are going great. He's a cool guy, buff and everything. He's a very kinky kind of guy though and has a lot of sexual fantasies, which is fine by me. However, recently he told me that he loves water sports and is able to suck his own dick and has done so well before. Hmm. Now I'm completely put off. He's been absolutely serious as well, guys.
He's been absolutely serious, like he wasn't joking.
So what do I do? Is this normal? Do I cut him off? If I don't, I shouldn't have to suck his dick myself. You know, it's hard dating for a girl these days. Thanks, you lot. Love you guys.
Okay, you know, this goes back to our very first episode when the guy said, told you that he busts on his own face.
Yeah, right.
Why do you need to disclose this information? I don't want it. I don't want to know.
I just feel like it's really insulting. Like, what about me shows you that I want to know? Like, do you know about, like, what are you trying to say? Do I look like that kind of girl?
I'm scared. I'm terrified. How did you figure out, or why did you figure out that you were
trying?
Why did you try to do that?
Exactly, it's true.
You see
but there are only girls that have tried to suck their own pussy. Trust me. That's not happened.
My whole thing is, why would you want to wee on me? Why would you want to wee on me? That would actually really upset me.
That's what I want to know. Like, what kind of turn on is it? Like, what kind of satisfaction does it give? Do I look like a fire hydrant? I don't get it. Like, why do you want to wee on me?
Like, you have a sincere desire to control, like, or to feel powerful. Because I don't understand why.
No. Okay, forget about the person that's even just urinating. What about the person that's even opening their mouth to go, letting the water just
First of all, I already know you. All you do is like consume sweets and all that trash. Yeah, so you're
even drinking of water. It's acidic, burning, and give you tonsillitis.
You know,
tonsillitis.
The fuck, bitch! I don't even what. No, get that. I can't even continue.
When he's sucking his own dick, is it like, do you lift your legs back?
What position are you doing? Do you just bend down?
I'm scared.
Guys, I can't.
You
down.
Gotta
I
be.
Just, I'm I scared. Can't even bend down like that. So
I wouldn't even.
No, do you know what? Now I must find out. Like, have any if guys, any other guys, have dick, sucked yeah. their, tried to suck their own dick?
Does that make you gay? Is that homo or
no? Because it's your own dick.
I guess because it's your own dick, it's not homosexual. It's a bit like masturbation. It's like masturbation,
but
in a really weird way and a bit gross.
But sucking.
Do you swallow your own nut?
If he can swallow his own dick, personally, I feel like you shouldn't have to do it then, because clearly you already know what you like.
100%.
That's what she said, isn't it?
Why do I need to put your dick in my mouth then?
My whole thing is like, so when you're telling me that you like to wee on people and stuff, like, what are you? Are you trying to propose that to me? That's something you think I'd want to do?
Obviously, you're trying to find somebody that wants to be weed on.
But that's the thing. That's what he was doing. He's definitely trying to find out what she's into, because if you notice, like, with your sexual partners, what you would do is you kind of like, you just try different things. You go a bit further each time.
Listen, Manic already knows, like, we don't do, like, all that ass anal play. You'll never come around here,
I had to tell him, even spit, all them kind of spit things, we're not
If you want to be kinky, that could be safe for marriage if you really want to experiment.
Even marriage, but you don't basic marry me you. If that's what you
want. Basically, people spitting in
each other's mouth.
All that kinky shit. Let's save that for marriage.
That's not kinky. Sexual criminality is a thing.
You know, sometimes when I have too much of my own spit in my mouth for too long, I don't want to swallow it. So why do you think I want?
I can't spit. Like, I can't physically spit. I see people outside and they spit and I start shouting at them. I'll be like, you're disgusting.
I hate it.
And then you want to start spitting. Mm-hmm.
But what if like he sucks his own dick, and then she's like sucking his balls?
No.
Like,
that's the reason why
he probably needs an extra person, because he can't reach his balls in it.
Then use your hands, rub it or something. You don't need me.
That means you're bare self-sufficient. You don't even need me. You can piss on yourself.
I'm sure.
And what was her dilemma? Sorry.
So does she cut him off?
Yes,
you cut him off.
Yes.
Is it normal?
Of course.
No.
Sorry.
No.
You know, in the Bible it says that Satan will come in many forms.
That can suck his own dick is not telling me that he can suck his own dick, and that's a fact.
I don't even want a man that knows that he can suck his own dick. That's not what I want. And I'm not saying like. I'm saying, like, obviously, if that's what you're into and that, be into that, but don't be into that around me. Do you get it? Because, like, I don't.
No, I couldn't say with a guy that's into that.
I'm shaming you.
I could never be with a guy that can suck his own dick. or is into water sports, anything like that.
All that kinky, listen, I keep saying, even if I was into that kinky shit, what makes you think basic you as you are now, you have nothing to you, and you can come and piss on me.
Can you go put me in a group chat.
That same pissing, like, that same pissing that you'll do on me, you're now going to cheat on me. How dare you?
And then be going to piss
on somebody
else.
When
he's cheating, it's going to be like, so what, did you piss on
her? Did you piss on her too?
Does
she know that you can suck your own dick?
I will lose my mind if I find out you've been pissing on me and nobody else. I will lose my fucking mind.
You're the first person he's ever pissed on. Everyone else said no. And he said, no, I'm going to try something new with my man.
And you wanted to use me as a guinea pig.
Yes.
You want to go around not pissing on bitches you're cheating with.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's exactly what he said.
This is the same thing. We always bring it back to RC. Yeah, but this is the same thing I'm always saying. Yeah. All these girls that say that they eat us, yeah. Where are the rings?
Where's the Range Rover, baby?
The same people.
Girls are claiming it's not about the girls that are eating us. I don't eat us, by the way. It's not about the girls that are eating us. It's about the girls that are bragging saying, if you don't eat us,
eat your man's ass or I will, bruv. Eat it if you want.
I will spread the bum cheeks for you.
Literally, inside his nyash if you want to. I can climb inside that place and have your way with it.
I will even clean it ready for you.
I don't want it.
Like, I don't, like, they'd be saying, eat your man's ass or I will. Listen, if you want to eat his ass, please take him. You can actually find
someone else that's not into all of that kind of disgusting poo-poo play that you guys are, like, first you're licking his ass, next thing he's shitting on your forehead.
Can you imagine? Nope, it's not me. Because the joke is, all the kinks that people, like, brag about, it's like, what has it got on you, though?
Where does it...
It hasn't gotten you nowhere.
What is it?
Like,
you're still cheating on you, though. You're eating ass, but he's still cheating on you.
And I'm
feeling your car.
Exactly. Like, you're still living in his mum's house. I don't get it.
Did you change out of your purse?
Imagine being cheated on and you find out that the person ate the other person's ass.
That,
like,
alone
what
is
what do
grand.
You do?
I will kill you. I will kill you. So
you actually ate someone's ass.
You've gone outside and you've been bringing bum bum mouth back home to me. You've been bringing poo poo mouth.
Face. Can you imagine?
Batty face.
Batty face.
Killed me.
What?
Batty face killed me that day.
Really?
That's an actual batty face.
Listen, don't ever in your life, don't ever lose.
Don't
in
ever
your
come
mind.
Back here with your poo poo crumb lips.
You know what I'm saying?
Flecks of poo at the side of it. Baby got sad.
Imagine Baby coming home with hot breath for the last 2 weeks, and you're thinking, wait, really?
Bitches, I
feel sick. Anyway, now you have someone else's poo in your mouth. You know?
Can you imagine?
Our answer is to leave him, babe.
100%.
Yeah, pretty
much.
And there are so many more fish in the sea.
Don't suck their own dick.
Tell him why you're leaving. Tell him I'm leaving you because you. Tell him.
Be straight up from the gate. He needs to know that that's weird and unacceptable.
Anyway, to all the men listening don't like what we have to say, I just want to tell you, I hope the girl you love eats your op's ass.
I hope she enjoys it.
And I hope she comes back to kiss you. Don't forget sending your dilemmas to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter and we will answer them on the show. Any announcements? Don't forget glowpot.com for all your skincare issues. Literally, bitch, you will start glowing like no man's business.
And don't forget casper.com as well. £55 off a mattress with the code PINK.
Get your bed experience to higher levels, Beyonce levels.
That's right.
Thank you so much, girls,
for joining us.
Let's get more girls.
It was fun.
The guys from here always trying to contest us.
Exactly.
But yeah, don't forget Big Foams and Naomi Mbelu.
Yes. N A O M I M B E L U on
all
socials.
B I G F O A M S. And at the Glowpot on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yes.
Thanks, and guys. Don't forget.
On Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.